It's time to learn about the music industry from the inside out. Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio.
Yeah, y'all know what it is.
Get ready to hear today's newest stars of hip hop, rock, pop, R&B, gospel, and more.
That's it.
Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio. This your boy Poetic, and tonight we got the show set up for a good night ahead. We're talking about the influence of today's technology in making music. But before we get into the topic, let's go ahead and cover the show as we always do right here on Hip Hop National. Lord, thank you once again for allowing us to have such a platform that we can spread among each other throughout our community. Lord, we ask that every ear and every mind that is tuned in a lot to the show, that they will get something from the program and be able to take it back into the marketplace. We ask that you bless them and cover them as they create and go to create in their business for music. We ask you this in Jesus' name. Lord, as we know, guys, technology has brought forth to us some great things. And it allows us, it has allowed us to explore into an environment where we usually possibly couldn't explore into. Today's technology, you can make music. They have created it in the form of virtual technology, you would tell, so to speak. And if you might want to know what that is, like a VST, virtual studio technology. We have Fruity Loops, we have iTunes, we have several different components that make up today's technology and how we are able to use it. I don't know if you guys can hear me, but I am experiencing some technical difficulties. And I've been kind of all day. I'm looking at my board is a little haywire. So y'all bear with me. Stick with me for the moment. We'll be back in just a second because I'm definitely trying to dig into the topic. But I'm having a little technical issues, and I'd like for you guys to stay with me until I come back. We're gonna take a short break to some music, and we'll be back in just a moment. You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio.
Rolling, blunt field, blue dream. Y'all handcuffing, bitch, dibs on my team. What we call that patrolling? Late night texting, sex all morning. Young fly nigga, I be soaring. No deal yet, but I'm touring. She wet, got her pouring.
Down,
take it down, down, baby. On the D, she go crazy. Psycho, hit her hard from the back. Geico.
Yo, she go home.
Damn,
I'm
This station is a member of BOB, Band of Online Broadcasters, powered by Cloud Radio.
All right, guys, thank you for bearing with me. It looked like we were just having some technical difficulties, but we kind of like looked like we got our groove back just now. So, like tonight, I said, guys, we're going to be talking about the influence of today's technology in making music. Virtual studios technology has taken us a long road today. It has been able to encompass instruments, sample the sound, and put them all into a virtual computer kind of based system where you can actually make your music from these devices. Now, what's preferred? This is the question. What's preferred, live instruments or the technology of today? We're going to go and bring Raw Dog in. Raw Dog, what's your thought?
Well, you know, if you study the history of a recording studio, and hello, Poetic, and you've seen how it's come from the analog stage and the big board, and I saw a movie just this last week that talked about the evolution to where we are now, and the funny part about it is that the guy paid $75,000 just for the board, not for the 4 to 8 track recorders that recorded the music, but just for the board alone. So the technology and the VSTs that they've come through with, they have actually made it affordable. And I think that's the issue that we're having with a lot of the hip-hop creations that have come from different artists, because they're no longer monitored or instructed on what will get them to a better road in this music industry. Did I put that right?
Yes, you did. Yes, you did. I totally agree.
Okay, what's VST stand for?
Come on, man. Why you going to test the brother? Technology.
I asked you before you
asked
me.
Well, I'm letting you know my the preparation of which I go about doing the show is kind of a little staggered with the computer, to be honest with you.
Oh!
Things, you know. you know what the jam is.
Can't hit the Google button to give me virtual studio what?
Virtual studio Google.
No, technology.
Technology.
Yeah, see? Now, that's what that is.
Can you explain to us this? Because maybe you have a more clearer understanding. A lot of people want to know what virtual studio technology is, but how does it work? And how do you make it integrated within your, your studio use for the best results for your music? Like, I know they got various different types of plugins. What is a plugin and how do they work?
Whoa, that was a very good question. Throw it back on me. Well, you know, I should have popped that one at you rather than VST, but okay, good question. Let me say this, you know, there's no end to the instrumentation, especially when it's coming, that it's being reproduced electronically. You know, when we talk about the virtual instruments or the VST, see, that virtual means that it is a program that has been created to then give you the opportunity to be a saxophone player, a tuba player, to have all those instruments in front of you rather than going to the music store and buying a tuba and then trying to figure out how to fix your lips so you can play it and then learning how to finger it so you can get notes and what have you, and all of that has been eliminated. You now can buy virtual software, which is virtual. I like to say imaginary construction tools, you know, because you see, it, if you imagine it and you want it, you can have it now on a software program. The software program can be put into your creation with the proper operating host, which is your recording program. See, you have to have the program that will allow you to use instruments that are software created. And then you got to remember two things. You can go buy a virtual instrument program from, you know, a lot of places. Sam Ash Guitar Center. Oh, we don't want to give them advertisements. They got to pay for that. But you can buy them. But you got to make sure before you walk out of the store that it's compatible with your operating system, whether you're using a PC, a Mac. You've got to know that it's going to work with your operating system, because once you open the package, they say no returns, even though Raw Dog has returned the program. But they tell you that you cannot.
At Sam Ash?
No, at Guitar Center. I returned the program. It claimed that it would work with my operating system. Well, that was a lie, and it did not work. And I'll tell you which program that was. That was called Beat Thing. It incredible, but it had so many glitches that, you know, they no longer have an archive to allow you, if you have a hard drive crash or what have you, to reinstall it. Now, luckily, I'm going to tell you guys what I did, and I hope God forgives me. But I purchased it. I had issues with the original operating program. I then contacted the company, and the company where they have the support. Now, that's another thing. We're going to talk about that, about software and the support systems that go with them. You know, but the support system online for Beat Kangs, it was terrible. It was really terrible. I had the product, and most software products give you a trial time automatically. I think they last between 7 to 10 days to operate. You can't save with them. Well, I had that issue, and I could never get the license that you have to make that work in for you from then on. You have to license software. Software, once you purchase it, you got to go online, get the license so that that it will unlock it, and so you can save what you do with that. Well, anyway, I couldn't get it. I returned it to Guitar Center. They gave me my money back. And after they did that, they sent me the link, and it worked.
All right, Rodog, I need you to actually rewind, because when I think of what all of what you're saying, some of it goes like right over the head.
Well,
and,
you got
to
read.
Want to be clear?
Guess what?
Wait, Rodog. It's not about me. This is not about me. It's not about me.
It's not about you. It's about the listener.
It's not about me. This is about the listener. So what I'm saying is, let's go back a little bit. Let's talk about virtual technology. Can you give me a list of programs that's out there that we are familiar with what virtual technology is, and then maybe we can get into more of what these programs, how they can be used to better make music and be integrated into your musical life. But without that explanation, you could tell me all day what music, virtual music technology, all of this stuff, VSI, VST, VS, whatever.
Aww.
It don't make much sense to me unless I know what it's
about. Now, here's something. Well, you asked a good question. Most people that are going to do recording, you know, there's Fruit Loops, Pro Tools, Logic Pro, you know, that's about the main reason, you know. And they come with VST plugins or audio units, okay? And those will give you, you know, plugins are just as simple as adding reverb to a certain channel strip, you know, or delay. You know, let's go into the simplest forms of VST. See, they create effects. You know, there's pitch changers, and these come standard with Pro Tools and Logic, okay? They come within that operating system. But let me say this. You're paying for it. It's not like they're free, okay? When you talk about buying Pro Tools, you're talking about, and we're not talking about Pro Tools LE. We're talking about Pro Tools. That one is going to run $600. Logic Pro, which is a Mac program system, it's going to run $600 and up. But see, they come with these extra things so that, you know, you're getting a value for the program, you know, and it's worth saving to get one of those programs because that's the industry's host programs for recording music, you know, and the plugins that, you know, there's so many of them. That's why when you say, you know, and name some, you know, they're so, you know, just by going on the internet and looking for audio plugins or VSTs, you're going to see companies that I just discovered some online, you know, and the thing about it is that a lot of the information on third party, you know what a third party is, Poetic?
Yep.
What's a third party?
A third party is not, well, you can get something direct from me, or you can get it from between. A third party is someone who, you give it to me. Break it down, man. You got me on my off night. Don't be doing me like that, man. You throw me under the bus. I know you, brother. Don't
okay,
play that game with me, man.
Okay, let me explain something to you.
What's a third party? I should have asked you that, raw dog. What is it?
Yeah, it's not your neighbor Leroy coming to ask you to borrow his car because he broke his. You know, a third party is this, is you have the host recording program, which, like we said, Pro Tools, Reason, Fruit Loops, Logic Pro, and, you know, there's even more, Cubase and all of these. But third party means it's made by another manufacturer other than
I wouldn't answer that as good as eloquently as you doing it because you're looking at third party in the form of what we're talking about, and I'm totally off key.
That's what I said.
Third party,
coming
somebody
over
who don't belong.
But you see, there's where, you know, in putting together your studio and creating music, there's where we say research can save you so much time and prevent issues that you don't want to go through. Just because, hey, you're trying to record and you're trying to keep your system steady. And if you don't research these added features that can enhance your recording program and give you more tools to work with, and you find that they're not compatible by your hosting program being a software program, it can create conflicts within your computer, your recording central. You know, because the thing about it is that, you know, there's a lot of blogs that you know, you'll get ratings from other people on software programs and what have you. And, you know, you can read them. And they will grade them. They'll give a review. They'll tell you whether it was glitchy, whether they found a fix for it. You know, I would suggest never to be the first to buy any new plug-in or VST to add to your system without letting someone else be the fall guy and the one with tears in his eyes because it corrupted and his system kept crashing. Now, that's been some of the nightmares. That was the one with Beat King that, you know, there was a whole blog listing, you know, even though it's an interesting program and it had a lot of good things, the problem was is that no one could get it to working right. And then they did a link and an upgrade, and my hard drive crashed after a year and a half, and I tried to reinstall it, and guess what? They informed me they no longer had an archive link. Now, that's another thing. What is an archive link? Do you know, Poet?
An archive link is, I would say a backlog of all the stuff that you've already created where you're able to store activity that you've already created.
Very good. No, but you know what? Most reputable companies have that link for your software. They will have an archive.
Can I say something? Is that a result of too much to prevent a system overload where you can store it like on a cloud?
Well,
I don't know.
The only issues, here's the catch. If they send you a link and what happens.
Can you hear me okay, Ronald?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay.
You're not having any technical difficulties. You're loud and clear.
Okay. Actually, I'm going to tell you, make sure you handle the board at the half, because reality, I am having technical difficulties.
You're just saying that so you know, hey, you'll get help. No. Anyway, let me finish this last thought. because I got to say this. You know, the thing about a reputable company that intends to be in business for any length of time, it will show you that they have not abandoned you, just snatched your money and that you can no longer get support. Support is important when you spend your money with a vendor and purchasing their product, that if you have issues or need help, that they should have that in place, because you got to look, the cost of these programs are, you're spending $199 when it's brand new to $299 and even up, you know. And when you find out that the operating systems are changing, a lot of the outlets that you could purchase it at, such as Guitar Center or Sam Ash, you can then buy the last few that are existing in that format of yours for inexpensive prices. You know, like I say, being the first, you're paying premium. Seeing what other people, the satisfaction they get by their reviews and what have you, you'll find whether it's a worthy investment, and if it is a smooth and well-made program. Because remember, this is a program, not a piece of hardware that you can sit and take to someone and have them diagnose it. This is something just that you're buying a CD and you're downloading it and installing it in your computer. So you're kind of on your own, but you want to know that they're there. You know, that's the way that I see it. And, you know, and by having archives that they have updates that they keep on record. Give satisfaction to, you know, someone that's spending their money and trying to have a studio. You know, I mean, it's like that warranty, you know, hey, we'll be there. Okay, fine. Maytag did that for years. Mm-hmm. Uh-oh, I haven't stomped. I haven't actually stomped. It's kind of a deep subject.
Oh, I see. Yeah, this thing just.
Say what?
Right on. I said it's over my head. No,
really, it's not because don't you have Fruit Loops?
Yes, actually, I was going to ask you about that, and I was going to introduce you to some. I may have discussed it with you or not. I don't know, but you know, Fruity Loops and GarageBand. They both now have phone apps where this virtual technology is available on your phone. You can
use the tool and
on your iPad. Yeah, your iPads, your iPods or whatever you want to call them. But reality is it's accessible. I like it because, as you know, I'm not so skilled on the virtual technology. I'm more or less a vocalist and a songwriter, and I write and I meet up with people who that do that side of things.
Right.
I can't say it was my natural gift.
Right.
So, but at the same time, it's all about development. It's all about, you know, expanding your wings and you know, exploring to be the best that you can be. And to me, this technology available today allows it to be at the tips of your fingertips to go ahead and, you know, to go into a rehearsal and practice of trying to do it. It's better than not doing it at all, because eventually if you do something long enough, you're going to develop some techniques in becoming, improving and getting better and better at it.
Well, yeah.
But when you lay to the wayside and you just you say, oh, it's too much over my head, it's too much for me, to be honest with you, you're not even attempting to. You gave up before you ever tried. So for me, the technology, being able to access this stuff, technology over the phone is a plus. What do you think about that?
Well, yeah, but you know what? See, the thing about it is that there's no error. Now, when they had analog studios, it was tape. And what went on the tape stayed on the tape, whereas the errors could not be corrected. But just like you said, using the Fruit Loops, as you said, you know, it talks, you know, as you do it, you're talking and looking at it, and you're going, oh, I need to change the timing, you know, of certain things. And, you know, it turns into the type of, well, I can reconstruct this. I can delete that, you know, so it's trial and error. And then, you know, even you know that when you get it close enough, there is one thing that will bring it totally into the right perspective, or in the right, let's put it like this, the drum beat. You can quantize when you get it close, and it will pull it into the proper rhythm.
Oh,
and
yeah,
you've tried that, haven't you?
Yeah, I agree with that. But the only thing I see that I find in this particular thing that I've got, like I got Fruity Loops for my for my Android. And
right.
But the thing I experience is the latency. There is a latency, like when you boom, boom, when you hit it, you know that that delay is there, and it's, so it's not like giving you boom, 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 right on time. So quantization allows you to kind of fix that.
Right.
If you're doing it. But as far as the drum pad is like right on time. I really like
right.
it.
Right, but then you can also quantize everything that you might add to that, such as the rhythm guitar or the bass part. You know, they'll snap to the grid and they'll quantize with the setting of your tempo track. Uh-oh, the light bulb is going on brighter. He said you quantize it.
You don't have to break that down, sir.
Well, okay, your drum track becomes your rhythm track. It becomes your track that thing everything else is set to, correct?
But you said what, the tempo? Oh, you said the tempo track.
Yes, the tempo track is actually your drum track.
Oh, okay. Your rhythm track. Okay.
Right, right. And so what happens is you then can have everything snap to that track as far as their positioning.
Well, now I am experiencing some technical difficulty, so I'm going to go to a commercial, but it's going to be a commercial in which I want to draw them, your listeners, to understand that we are a marketing firm and promotion firm and management as well as distribution firm too. Help them with their music and getting it out there, getting it out into areas that they personally possibly cannot reach. But the only way we can connect with your music is to go to, and it's up to you, to go to our website, www.hiphopnational.com. Again, it's www.hiphopnational.com. We want to connect with your music today. Yes, this is a soft commercial where I'm actually speaking it out. You're having some technical difficulties, but my main thing is to get to your ears to understand that we're here for you. We're here for your own purpose. After you've created your music with this virtual technology or the influence of any technology in which you've made your music, or let's just say your live instrument, but it also has to be digitized, too, in today's time. Got to come in. Some digital studio is going to be eventually turned into an MP3. And once you turn it into that MP3, we want it right here on Hip Hop National. www.hiphopnational.com. Now, back to the topic. The influence of today's technology in making music. Raw Dog was telling us about the virtual studio technology, instruments, and the interfaces that and software that we deal with. Right off, go back. You got now have the floor.
Well, now you mentioned something about latency, where you find that there is a delay between the input and where you were actually trying to place the sound.
Exactly.
And you know, I now. I'm going to say this to you just like this, okay? It could be behind the actual speed of the device you're using. You know, they say that you're supposed to have so many gigabytes of RAM. And, you know, I don't know how many gigabytes of RAM you're using, but virtual instruments suck blood when it comes to your RAM. Let's not get that twisted. If you want low latency or low response from the where you're putting it in, you want it now, then you're going to have to set that speed. And like I say, it's going to suck your RAM because they use a lot of it, you know, when you're creating those instruments and triggering those instruments. But that's in the point of the input when you're trying to place them within the song. That's not after they're being played. That's where editing and all of that come in, and then it lets the RAM go because it goes to your memory. And then that's where you might get more latency because the bigger the song, the bigger the file. And
so,
if you say
okay,
what?
No,
well, yeah.
No,
the,
let me let you finish your thought.
Well, see, the actual degree of space that it uses on your hard drive on a project, let's say you've got 16 tracks and they're just full of musical data. Well, that's going to take up space on your hard drive. Now, you know, hard drives are 500 gigabytes, you know, and they keep going up. Well, okay. I started with a 300 gigabyte. I had to increase my hard drives to, I'm running 1 terabyte hard drive and a 500 gigabyte hard drive and another 300 gigabyte hard drive. So I've got three of them. And the thing about it is that you're going to have to back up these files. Your files are actually duplicated, whether you realize it or not. You have a backup file to what you've been doing, whether you're Fruit Loops or Logic or Pro Tools, what have you. They have a duplication process that it automatically does. So your hard drive gets full, and when your hard drive starts to get full, there are some that just cannot take the load and keep the speed going. It's part of the upgrading. You know, they get you every which way you can get got. I mean, seriously. This is a learning process. This is not one to get scared of. If you're serious about having a studio and recording and what have you, these are the things that they don't tell you. You know, when you buy a computer, they won't tell you. Okay, when you start to get close in this hard drive, you know, I would suggest you replace it. They're just going to smile and say, hey, enjoy, you know. But you want to buy a computer that will allow you to add to it. You know, it used to be what they call proprietary. You know, you buy an HP, and it was proprietary because everything was soldered in. Now it's no longer proprietary. You now can buy the replacement drives, and they open very easy on the side. They slide, you know, there's a little latch that lets you reach in once you unplug it. I want to make that statement. You know what I mean by that, don't you, electric man?
I do understand that you kind of have to have a certain systematic way in unplugging that power and versus plugging in the power when you're starting all that stuff up. Are you going to mess the balance of your system up? Is that correct?
Well, not necessarily the balance of your system, but you could ruin your whole day and end your life.
Why is that?
Because you've got a power unit inside there that stores juice. You know, your computer, even though you push the button to cut it off, it's not off.
Okay.
It has an internal watch clock, you know, and it uses very little power, but it's still got power going through it to keep it ready when you push it on, so your clock's still going. You know, you've got batteries in there for your clock, but they need to be recharged, but they're on a slow charge. You know, if you've got a computer now, it's got a calendar. You know, I mean, and how does it keep the settings that you put in there before and cuts completely off? Some things are constantly on, you know, and what you have to realize is that you got to pull the plug because you could hurt yourself. It could shock you. And since there's still power going through at a minimal rate, you could affect, like you said, the internal workings of your computer by shorting something.
Yeah.
So you gave a good...
I got to say like this. For me, right now, I think that's what occurred to Alan. But I want to go to a brief second about social media technology. It sucks sometimes, guys. It's a little off-key, but today's topic... Today's topic, I've been trying to put it out on Facebook so we can get more people involved with it. And you guys are listening in by your computer. You're listening in by your phone device or something. And if you've seen a previous post, I'm asking you guys to help us out by promoting today. It's go to www.hiphopnational.com. You can upload the music there. But what I'd like for you to put down is to have them join us now at 213-559-2995. Blog off. Facebook have given me, and the reason why I went here is Facebook just kicked me back with reports, bad reports today. So they actually were shutting me down from promoting. So I love those people over there.
Yeah, well, you know, they can get a little edgy. Yes, they can.
They don't want to share.
Well, you know, the thing about it is that, you know, they have their way. And the only thing I can say is that, you know, okay, hooray for them. But, you know, I think everybody's getting exhausted behind the leverages that, you know, different places have, you know, especially when you talk about, you know, as Facebook and YouTube, they get something, you know, up their butt, and the next thing you know, they're challenging you, you know, it's, I don't know, you know, you're monitored by the world, and then they throw advertisements on your stuff, so you're helping them, but will they help you? You know, the common cause is Facebook is trying to get richer. That's all it is.
Okay.
Now, if you pay a higher price than what you're paying now, you wouldn't have those issues. All they want to do is move you into a higher category of their you sponsoring them. Isn't that the music industry? Isn't that the entertainment industry?
In a nutshell, it is. Let's go back into this thing. We're going to get lost there. We're going to go back into this virtual technology. Now, can I ask you something? Is Melodyne and AutoTune, are they considered a part of the VST thing? Plugins? I'm not sure.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, because anything that can – see there, that's what – okay, VST, Virtual Studio Technology, okay? So what you have to realize is that – remember, let's close our eyes and think about the good old days of analog and the pictures that you've seen of all the equipment in the room. And what you have instead of all that equipment now, 2014, is software that does the thing that those big old electronic tubes and what have you did. But it's on a program disk. So you don't have to have all of that hardware. See, the word hardware, that... In the old studios to record and what have you, they had all that hardware. Now software.
You said VST have came in and kind of changed the playing field in which studios are created. In other
exactly.
words, all the sound board, you're saying a sound room is not a necessity? The control board and the control room is not a necessity
your program. You have all of that within your host program on your computer. It's got the mixing board, and it's got all of those things, but it's software. It's not the heavy unit that you see in places. You know, the only reason that you see a lot of that, the big boards and what have you, is because, guess what? They bought it. They bought it. Are they happy with it? You got to ask somebody. It's not necessary. It used to be, but it no longer is. And then you got to look at, what are you recording? Are you recording a live group of musicians? Well, okay. That requires a bigger space, but you don't have to have the big board. You can have the program, which has the big board in it. You know, you can expand, you know, 16 tracks going in analog, and you can have another 16 tracks of virtual instruments, synthesizers, horns,
all right, vocals. So let's just say I brought in the analog. How's this going to sound? It's like it's almost like they're producing two different types of environment, and I'm bringing analog sound into my digital sound. At some point in time, the analog sound has to be digitized in order to actually be leveled out to the instruments, the clarity of the virtual technology. Wouldn't you say?
You're right. Right. You know, that's what I love about you, Poetic.
Well,
I really do, because you actually are asking the questions because you're learning. And
yeah.
I love it because guess what? No. You never get too old to learn. There's always a beginning to everything that you're going to do in this life. And I'm going to say this to you. That was a very good question. Such as a guitar player.
Okay.
How do you record a guitar player with the computer and programs like Fruity Loops, Pro Tools, Cubase, Logic Pro? That is the one hardware piece that will do it for you, and it's called the interface. The interface is a module, a hardware module that has inputs where you can put the cord from the guitar, and plugging it into the interface that then will change analog to digital and send it to your host program, Fruit Loops, Pro Tools, Logic, Cubase, and record it. It speaks the language of the computer digital recording, the interface. See, that's that word, interface. It is the crossroads that will allow you to do analog into digital, just like when you sing. There is a plug for the microphone. How does that get into the to your host program in your computer? Because you have converters in the interface that changes an analog signal into digital for your digital recording inputs for your host system. But that interface is very important. Without it, you're not going to get the true sounds. You're going to have issues with the clarity and what have you. Because in that interface, there's compression units. There's units that transfer the analog signal to digital. And in how many different bands it will expand to get the clarity of the instrument. So the interface is the hardware portion to get to your computer. Does that make sense, Steve?
Yeah, it makes sense. Now, tell me this, though. How about if I wanted to do a live concert type of environment where I had a grand piano? Is it set up where they got technology where we can get this sound in and get a clear technical, a clear sound that I can create clear waves with? Or would it be, do I need to, like you said that you don't need a booth. Do I need to be, if I'm using a live instrument, is the booth necessary? Or could the new technology actually record this and give me the type of recording that I expect to deliver?
Well, okay. A very good question. I see they confused you too. And that's okay. No, really. And I'm going to say, there are tests to determine whether that booth is going to be necessary or you can leave it off. And that's by cutting everything off in the room and putting a microphone and recording. And listen to what, and then play it back. It depends on what you hear. Do you hear automobiles that are driving up and down the street? Do you have noises from another room that you can hear? Or do you have silence and you're hearing none of those things? Well, there's the first beginning to understanding the purity of where you're trying to record at. Now, if you're standing, outside of an airport, and you're trying to record a vocal, you're going to pick up all the noises that are around you: a horn honking, the airplane taking off, people talking. So those are interferences, and you would need a booth in that point. A lot of people live in apartments. And the reason for a booth there would be to cut out the noises that are, when you go into someone's apartment, if someone's living above them, footsteps, people going down the hall, talking, doors slamming. You get all kinds of noises that, you just might be so used to that you don't realize they're there. I experienced that. I'd say about, it must have been about, 14 years ago when I started doing recording at home and what have you, and was putting together a studio. And I was sitting in the room, and I did my thing and had the microphone and what have you, and I played it back. And I heard a car honk at the traffic light on the street that I lived on, but I didn't hear it at the time when I was doing the recording. I heard the engine of a car going up the street, the rumble, through the microphone. Well, the one way that I fixed that, I didn't build a booth. We sold the house and we moved, okay? Because I knew it was only going to get worse if I didn't hear it. At times, rush hour and what have you, there would be a lot more traffic and a lot more horns honking, and the Metropolitan bus went down the street. So, I knew that it wasn't going to fit for where I lived, and I knew I'd have to build a booth. And there's more expenses there because, there are portable booths and there are stationary built into the house. And I just didn't, I didn't want to go through that. I thought it was time to relocate. So I moved to the suburbs. Don't need the room. I've got a room for a booth, but haven't developed it because I didn't need it, because it's quiet. I don't have those noises. I don't get doors slammed. I don't have people, you know, that when you walk by, and even if I've had the window open, and, you know, the only noise I got was a bird tweeting.
Now, don't get me wrong, but that's beautiful that you don't have these noises. But, okay. And a busy city, those noises exist. And
that's where
I want
you
got to
have a booth.
Okay. Oh, okay. So that's when the booth is necessary. Other than that, bottom line, that's where it's not. Now, Ronald, I've also, when I was looking up the thing, I was looking at the M synthesis. Are you familiar with that? And what is it for?
Okay, you mean a synthesizer?
It's frequency modulation synthesis.
Right. Well, okay. You have different genres of music.
Okay.
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 It's not necessarily a playable instrument that you could call. It's telling you frequency modulation, okay?
Uh-huh.
You know, on different shows, I said to a lot of people, I said, okay, some songs you have to have carrier waves.
No.
Uh-huh. So now, by using that FM synth modulation and modulator
at a
low volume,
okay,
is the carrier wave.
Oh, okay.
In other words, some songs you'll have dropout. You know, you have the drum beat, the bass, and the guitar, and then there's nothing there. There's no body. Well, okay. A carrier wave puts the body there. You hear the tone of the song without any drop-off in instrumentation. It's the carrier wave. It's subliminal.
You guys are listening in by your cell phone, your devices, or via computer. I want to invite you to join us at www.hiphopnational.com or call in right now at 213-559-2995. I want to hear from you. I want to hear your thoughts on tonight's tough topic. Tonight we're talking about the influence of today's technology in making music. Raw Dog and I have been in and going in, and we wanted to hear from you. Raw Dog, you now have the floor.
Well, you know what? A lot of people look at this as like magic because it's so much to learn. See, you know, this is a technical subject that a lot of the listeners are absorbing without raising their hands and what have you on the board because of the fact that these are questions that have the answers, but they sound like, you know, stupid questions.
Yeah.
And no one wants to sound that way, but they want to be informed. And I can understand them being quiet as they've been this evening. You know, because of the fact, it's not an easy subject to say, I don't know much about it. I see it, but I don't know, you know. And let me say, it's taken me time to get into it. I was afraid of them. You know, well, what does this do? That doesn't sound right. Then I find that there's magic to it. You know, like a lot of people are you know, how do you get the sub sound to a project?
Don't get me wrong. That's kind of why I wanted to ask you. How do you get the same sound from these little electronic devices, or what you would say, such as, like, let's say I have in front of me this Android. It has the instruments. It has a DMB kit. And within this DMB kit, it has various instruments, such as, I'll say it has hi-hats, it has the kick, it has a kick 909, a tom, a 808 drum. But when I hear it, I listen to it, you know, on some earphones. Okay.
Right.
Some very good ones. It sound good within the system in which it's being played on, and it's outputting within my headphones. But my question is, will this virtual technology give me the sounds of what I hear over the radio?
Even better. Even better. You know. Now here's something.
I want to know if it has the timbre and, you know.
Well,
but see,
here's the catch to it. Here's the catch. Uh-huh. Now, in Logic, there's what they call a sampler, which is it's EX24, and that's the label for it, and it's sampler. And it's got all the instruments. Now, I never really used it, okay? Because, just like you, I was timid.
Call on this stuff, guys. He used it. But go ahead.
No, really, I was timid because I thought, waste of time. It's not for the music that I'm trying to create. And so I ignored it. Well, I found out that you know how when you listen to a song in a club or you're sitting and somebody pulls up next to you and you hear that bottom bass coming out and you wonder, how did they create that within their mix without overdriving the bass level itself? There in that EXS24 unit, they had the synth sub bass. By putting the accent on the bass drum and what have you, because you know you can tune your 909 to a certain key note in your Fruit Loops, by adding the sub kicking on that, it gave me the low that I'd always been looking for with the sub bass added to my mix. And a lot of the young people in mixes that we've gotten, they've overboosted their bass trying to compensate for that.
Dude,
where they could have just left their level. Yeah.
I got to tell you, I'm not that familiar with all what you're talking about. But guess what? By me playing around with, walking around with a few things, I literally put the sub on my 808.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. And what happened is it opened up, it had its own auditory point of being able to dial it in, too. See, a lot of young producers, they turn their EQ on high bass. And we've gotten some of those mixes. And, you know, to be able to play them, you know, they're distorted. When all they had to do is think about what they were doing and what they wanted to add, which is a sub bass or sub sound. You know,
now,
but it takes a...
Let's just say you're putting a pattern together, right?
Yeah.
And when you're putting this pattern together, you got your sub and you got your 808 kick, right? But
right.
every spot that you have that 808 kick, do you have to put your sub beneath it?
Yeah. But wait a minute. But listen.
Okay.
What you don't realize is that a lot of audio units will have what they call a chain link, which if you link it with the track that you have your 808s in, you can dial it in to trigger when that 808 is playing. Now, when you said that you listened to mixes with headphones, do you know that your headphones don't have sub capabilities?
Oh. Not even, And not even the Dre beat?
I can't tell you about Dre beats.
Okay.
But you don't have Dre beats, do you?
I actually do.
You have Dre beats?
I have Dr. Dre beats, workshop. I don't have them. I'm not using them at this moment, but I do have a set, yeah.
Do you have the earbuds or do you have the whole unit?
I got an earphone. My wife got it for me like a Christmas ago.
Uh-huh. Well, okay.
Yeah.
You still don't have sub.
So I don't have it.
Mm-hmm. No. You have bass, but you don't have sub.
Oh, so you really can't hear it even if you put an effect on it.
You'll hear bass, but you're not going to hear subs.
You're not going to hear the subs.
Yeah.
But let's just say, so the only way you're really going to hear the sub is out of your studio monitor.
You're not going to hear them then either.
But where are you going to hear them? Through a subwoofer?
Ah, there you go. That's why. What is a subwoofer? A subwoofer is created for the frequencies of sub.
Yeah.
See, the monitors are units that they sell. Okay, you have to remember the good old days going in and when they had the component stereos, you know, the tuner and all of that, and then they had the speaker, two speakers left and right. Okay. And you turn it up, and they were okay for bass, but they, after a period of time cranking the bass, you'd blow out the speaker. You remember those days?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Do I remember those days? I even remember that.
Okay, so the monitors are the same way.
Okay.
They wouldn't sell subwoofers if there wasn't a reason. And most studios have a subwoofer unit because that's where they send that signal to. They have to know whether they're over-pushing that sub when people are playing it that in their cars or at their home. Now, you know, that's just like, you know, most people that have theater systems in their house have a subwoofer.
Okay. Is there some kind of limiter to kind of modulate, you know, to regulate that?
Well, there's you have to make your music. You have to make your music compatible for any system people are going to play it on. So what happens is that certain frequencies just can't be dialed in on small units. You know, there are different bands that your electronics is set up to play. You know, and when we start talking about sub and what have you, most systems have what they call crossovers. You know, and we're not saying volume. Volume is not in this equation. We're talking about frequencies that are going through the speakers, the crossover, the electronics that send the highs to the tweeters, the mids to the mid-range, the bass to the bass, to the bigger speakers, and then the sub to the sub.
And okay, now, let's see. I grew up in an environment when you go to the studio, all of the equipment, yes, I got to be honest with you, it was an attraction, Rado. To walk in, you see different units with different types of effects and stuff like that. Today, virtual technology has kind of put it all in a nutshell right at the tip of your fingertips, even on the tip of a computer or even your Android device.
Oh, yeah.
You're seeing that all of what they what I've used to see and said I've come to be accustomed to is no longer a necessity to produce a quality sound.
It's no longer necessary, no. No. And that's the beautiful part of it. But,
so does that make,
wait a minute. But I got to say this to you.
All right.
What is the investment that's necessary to just say, okay, I'm on industry levels? Now, that's a little pricey because it's the same equipment, but it's like taking your car and you're going to go and to the drag races and your car is stock. Well, it's going to perform, but it's not going to win. You're going to have the additives to be a contender. See, you know, that's the trippy part. The add-ons become somewhat necessary. The quality of your microphone. Yeah, you have software equipment, and it doesn't take the maintenance, but it takes maintenance to ensure that your system is running smoothly. You know, your operating system, you know, don't update. You don't upgrade once it gets to running smoothly. You stay in that operating system. You know, you check your hard drives to make sure that you've got the space so that you can record, that you're not just, you know, your RAM, you're going to have to, you know, when you buy it from the store, your RAM is okay, but you're going to have to purchase more of that. You're going to have to add to that, you know, and there are expenses to be in this competition of the music industry standards. Even if you got the software, how do you get that software to compete with the sound of a Nicki Minaj, you know, or a Macklemore or any of those? That's where studying and reading and doing the investment, that's where it comes in, you know. You can do it with Fruit Loops. You can do it with Pro Tools, Cubase, Logic. The one main thing that you got to remember is that the interface, that's going to be an expensive venue to get into and know. There are different industry standards that come with those, and you can't expect an inexpensive interface to be the same quality as a more expensive $1,000 interface. I know you can buy interfaces from $100 on up, but do you really think that interface is going to be the quality of a $1,000 interface? What's the difference? Should I save my money and get that, or should I go inexpensive and start with that? Well, how serious are you? How old are you? And is this an experiment, or is this a journey that is going to take you years and give you years of enjoyment as you learn, create, and shelf life? Something that you created 5 years ago, no one's heard. Would it be okay now, today? Would they enjoy it? Would they embrace it? That's part of it.
Well, the thing it is, I find that, remember, you know, back in the days when we were on analog, if you ever go back and listen to some of your cassette tapes and stuff like that, the quality back then, how it sounded to your ears back then, and then you compare it to today's technology and the digital sound of today, it's a world of difference. That's hands down. Now, my question is, will the technology of today reserve it? Will the sound that we're hearing it in the quality in which we do it, I know sound is going to eventually improve, but will it sound just as outdated as music of the past?
Well, okay. Let's say it like this. Okay. That's a heck of a good question. I mean, you're coming up with some
I'm not talking about lyrical content. I'm talking about
the quality of the sound.
The quality of the sound.
Okay, now, see, okay, let me say this. As a person that got into the different sound producing systems before I started the studio, mm-hmm. I found that the Bose 909s, or I forget the number, but the Bose speakers had the best clarity and quality in sound distribution. I can play digital analog on them, and I'm getting the same quality sound. Okay? But it's the equipment and the electronics that are the crossovers in it that define the sound that you're going to hear. If you used very inexpensive speakers back then and tried to listen to them now, they're still not going to have quality to them. Now, in my studio, I'm running speaker labs, the Monster Speaker Labs, and then I'm using another set of audio speakers. My speakers are 4 feet, 4.5 feet tall, and 2 feet wide. Yeah, okay? I've got
Rado, come on, man. Don't be telling people your height.
Don't tell people what?
Your height.
Not my height, my speaker height. You know, when you came to visit me, you know, you were 5 inches taller than the speaker. You kept saying peekaboo as you stood behind one. So you know that. Yeah, I knew you were going to try to tell me that, come back on me. Like, but no, listen to me. So listen. Because they need to hear this. You know, I'm going to say this. Shop at Goodwill. Go to those places. There's a lot of people that give away the Bose 901s and what have you and all of that. I mean, I'm not bragging. I'm just saying I got mine through those places because they were coming out with the new modular system surround sound. And people forgot they wanted to listen to music. So they were buying the little speakers, and they didn't realize that I'm going to switch back and forth in between. And the speakers that they were getting rid of, they could have hooked up in their home theaters, and they would have had quality sound that way. But they were fooled by the new thing that came out. Oh, okay, buy 5 speakers, the backs and the fronts, the middle and the subwoofer. You know, they were coming in, and they were getting rid of name quality symphonic high fidelity things for nothing. Now, I know there's going to be a run and I'll never be able to do it again, but I bought like 2 sets of 901s from Goodwill. I'll give them the shout out because they help a lot of people. And I only paid, what, $19 a speaker. Nothing was wrong with them. Okay? But I've been offered $500, you know, a piece for them, you know, because they're expensive. My speaker labs, I paid, I think it was like, it must have been $45 for the two. They're worth $800 apiece. So you can find deals in the unexpected place if your desire is to put it together and to put it together rather than going to the music store and buying, you know, the monitors, which they I've often wondered how a $199 speaker, how good it was supposed to sound. And when I saw the size of them, all I could say is, okay, I can do better. And you can, you know? And so when you start to understand putting together and having that sound, the quality of sound. Now, you mentioned the cassette tapes. Well, they disintegrate after a period of time. They're actually running across a head, a flat head with pickups on it, that you got to remember. If you're dragging something across something long enough, it's going to wear it out, or it's going to wear out the tape itself. You know, how many times can you drag something on the ground and then you find out that it's been destroyed? That's tapes, okay? And the motors and tapes. If I came to your house and put a cassette in your unit, it's going to play at a different speed than the cassette at my house. They weren't synchronized to be
stretch, right?
Well, they stretch, but the motors are not synchronized. They're not set at a uniform speed.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, it's like, did you ever hear a tape at someone's house and it sounded one way, and then you take it and you go listen to it and it sounds a different way, and you kind of go, well, what's the difference? Tape heads aren't all set at the same levels. They don't read the tape in the same spots as the next tape player. That's why you'd get a little bit of hiss and a little bit of distortion out of them, because they didn't read in the same spot. You remember 8-track tapes?
Yes, I do.
Are you there? Do you remember how you could hear a double track sometime?
Yeah, I remember.
Okay, that's because in 8-tracks, they were even worse, because once it got to the end of the track, the head would readjust to another level to read the tape again. And they would get out of the precise spot to read it with clarity. And yeah, you know, so that was the issue with those. That, you know, that, hey.
Now, I always thought the reason why I heard that double track is really, I thought it was more or less in the engineering fault than it was a technical issue with the equipment.
Well, you know, the tapes were in a plastic case. When you wind something, who's to say that it's not going to be, you know, 1/32nd off of the mark, higher or lower? Or, you know, let's go to 1/64th off of just a little bit higher than it should be. You know, that was the imperfections of those systems, because, you know, the alignment wasn't a precision alignment. Think about it. Those tapes didn't run over $200, $300. Who has an 8-track now, even in their house? Because remember, they had home 8-track units. They went bad. So when you start considering why we're now digital, there is less issue with the destruction of hearing that product. Remember, you used to buy vinyl, and what would happen if you dropped the needle on the record too hard?
It would scratch it.
There you go. So digital CDs, fingerprints, what have you, you grab it from the top, you drop it in, and it goes into the machine. Now, if you keep them clean and you keep hands off of them and you treat them with some kindness, hopefully they don't get scratched. You have what? A product you can hear clearly each time. So they've gotten closer to quality. But now MP3 files, we've even found that MP3 files have glitches in them. You know, you'll be listening to it. No,
I agree. If you compare a MP3 sound over a WAV file, you got two different qualities.
Yeah, and you can get dropouts in them. You can literally be listening to it, and the volume will go from high to low, and all you can say is, well, you know, what in the world's going on here, because of the fact that, hey, the sound changed. you know, and there's nothing you can do because it's a compressed file. And even MP3s can be compressed at different ratios to the point where they're compressing some of the quality of the sound down. You know, I've seen it, and it amazed me, and that turns into a bigger file. You know, I know that there were a couple of shows that we were doing the music for, and we tried to send them to the board and what have you, and they said the files were too big because we were sending too the we hadn't compressed the actual data for Blog Talk to then redirect it for the people to hear. So we couldn't put it up because Blog Talk said it was too big a file. So we had to compress it so that we could fit their format. So when we talk about MP3s, there's different compression ratios to that. See, so there's the cassette, there's the CD, there's the MP3 files. We talked about virtual instruments and what have you. We've confused the whole group of people that listen to Hip Hop National. And you know what? I'm kind of glad we're going to play music in a few minutes because, Poetic, if you ask me one more question about this, about the technology, I'm about to holler at you.
Well, actually, our technology analyzations have come to an end. You're listening to the National Radio. It's your boy Raw Dog and Poetic. And tonight, as we were saying, we're talking about the influence of today's technology when it comes to making music. You got to check out the archive, www.hiphopnational.com. And make sure you upload your MP3 to our website. Also, we do have distribution, and if you want to talk about it, the only way we can talk about it, get a conversation going, is to hear your music. Upload it again, www.hiphopnational.com. Well, anything else?
Well, you know, what I want to say is this, you know, hey, for those that are entering the field and composing and the artists and what have you, you know, you don't have to be Einstein to understand this. All you got to do is have an open mind and be willing to experiment and try. Because, you know, there's no such thing as failure. It's the point of being able to understand and then make the tool work for you. You know, it's just part of this industry. It's part of the technology. It's the unspoken points to understand. You know, we've had a lot of the young people, you know, call in and talk to us and what have you. And I've asked people, well, what happened? You don't have a guitar in this. You have nothing but synthesizers. And they go, well, I don't play guitar. Well, you could if you just took a little time to look at the instrumentation that's out here on the market so that you can be.
Right, but, you know, and we're about to close out, but you kind of threw me off right here. Somebody say, I can't play guitar. Still can't do it because it still takes skill. It still takes talent. It's not something that every human being can do.
Yeah, they can. The virtual instruments do the strumming. All you got to do is know which notes you want them to strum. They have the different patterns. They have the different sounds.
That's just it. People just don't know.
That's what I say.
I can tell you like this. It takes some practice because I've been playing with it. I've been getting a little better at it, but I'm definitely far from a pro.
Well, you know what? That's where these virtual instruments come in at, because they take away that part of I don't know, I can't do, and they give you the point of Yes, you can. All you got to do is push this button here.
I got to agree. For me, I like the drum pattern. When it comes to drum pattern, at first when I was kind of intimidated by playing the drum pattern, then I said, why be intimidated? It's not like I'm going to break anything. So I started playing with them, setting the bars, how many bars I want it to be, you know, and I started to actually make the beat that I've been interested in making over time. Now, I got to go beyond the beat. all of that stuff, but now it's putting the instrumentation behind it and putting some more things to get the harmonics going and make music.
Well, you know what it is? It's the old Star Trek thing. Go where others fear to go, and you will find out, hey, guess what? There's nothing to fear. There's no such thing as failure.
Yeah, especially when it comes to making the music. You know, you have to explore it in order to get something from it. And
exactly.
I'm finding the more I explore it, the better I'm improving. And then I'll put it up somebody else's ear, and I said, check this out. They said, oh, and I'm seeing them dancing and moving to it, so that tells me I'm on time.
Exactly, you know? Exactly. I mean, you know, once you do it once, how's that old saying? You ride a horse and you fall off, you get back up and you get back, you get on, and you find you learned how to ride. And that's those virtual instruments. You learn how to ride them and how to play them. And it's nothing to it but just to do it. Now, hey, looky here. We're going to play this music because we know they're waiting for it. But I think, you know, personally, hey, you know, trial and error, and hopefully we help somebody, and hopefully they got something that they can go back and now have the courage to just do it.
Absolutely. All right. Good night, everybody.
Good night. God bless.
All right. God bless.
Up and the fly is out. Let the people see. I'm back in the house.
This is Dr. Ray G.
What's up, guys, and welcome to Hip Hop National Radio in the Mix with Dr. Ray T. I'm your host, Dr. Ray T.
This is Dr. Ray T.
What's up, guys, and welcome to Hip
Hop.
You know what this about. Spread the word, you heard. Why hate every time I paint picture? I change minds with the rhymes I'm giving.
There's a party going on right here on Hip Hop National Radio.
My aim in the game is to do things different. Next artist to get this bad boy popping.
This is Dr. Ray T.
Put the posters up and the flyers out. Let the people see I'm back in the house to make noise.
This is Dr. Ray T.
Spread the word, you heard. Put the posters up and the flyers.
There's a party going on here at Hip Hop National Radio with our CEO, Poe, right here in the studio.
Turn the music up, you wanna feel the pain? Show love, my fam's in the house, everybody looking plush.
The word,
you heard?
all you artists out there. If you guys want to get your song heard right here on Hip Hop National Radio, all you gotta do is send your MP3 file to www.hiphopnationalradio.com and get your chance to get your song heard. Also, follow us on Twitter at Hip Hop National Radio. Also, call into our hotline, 213-559-2995. And the next song is going to be by Dudgeon Jones and Boxman, hashtag player.
I got two from the city, three from the country, four in the club right now that wanna hug me. Five on the west coast, six on the east coast, 24/7 whenever they wanna love me. Each one of them wish they had all me. They know they can't, so they call me hashtag player, hashtag player.
I got two up in NY, they both like to get high. One red bone, one chocolate, and both of them so fly. Keep them on the lineup, it's all splitting time up. They do whatever I want, these coolers who sign up. Well-known player, they all spinning paper. I love them, they leave, I won't chase them. Replacing is easy, they say they need me. I get them and whip them, that's pimping, believe me.
Next on deck is LD History.
Kill your perception and share my history.
Kill it.
Tell them about it. Tell you a few things you may not know about me. Like I was born on the west coast, exactly where the sun set. Rolls out the room full of life and I defeated their parents. Got a divorce, now we moving to the deck. By Phoenix, Arizona, guess there's no coming back. Raised in Mississippi, is this what life's about? Slow motion round here, I think it's best I leave out. I'm falling in my dreams, but I stayed on my ground. I'm on the sunny South Dallas, where the sun never shines. Didn't stay long, once again I'm on my way. Got Georgia on my mind, so I'm headed to the AZ. With my big sister and she living in Decatur. Soon as I touch down, like baby girl, see you later. Have to keep it moving, don't drill, that's my nature. Now people throwing jabs, trying
trying to say I'm unstable. No more running from my problems. This time I'm blocked. First class to be exact to the south side shot. When I first arrived, they observed my whole style. Beat my morale. My southern house to cow. With tea.
Nice guy.
Plus they can hear it in my speech. Heard a brother feel records. Now the city claim me. That's west coast down south. I want my numbers, boy, got connects in all three.
Right.
People often ask which region I like best. Tell at least you know why I fly southwest. With each place, got the room the man at the seat. Whether here on the track, low, so poetically.
So
I could say I want, but I'll leave it as a B. When you give too much, then the people might flee. Just thought that I would share a little brief summary. Help you to get to know a little more about me. Help you to get to know a little more about me, yeah. Your perception and share my history. Tell you a few things you may not know about me. Like, let me heal your perception and share my history. Tell you a few things you may not know about me. Like,
next song I deck, Gonna Get Down.
For the roaches and roaches. The whole room was silent with a musty odor. Like the Gangnam Style guy having a dusty shoulder. So I brushed it off and I walked in to see all of these fellas that were talking. But their ladies looking jaded and they're yawning. So I had a sharp grin when I got in. Then so quick I had focus towards the low sis who noticed that I was looking at her too. She came through and forgot about a dude as I made a move. She was feeling awkward, feeling without a clue. But then she felt like getting closer when feeling the groove. With eye contact, I was lost. And this one track said it all.
Hey baby, what's your name?
That's the last thing that crossed my brain.
Hey lady, what's your love?
That's the last thing that crossed my mind.
So if you feeling all dry, but something don't sound, it's looking around. All right, you gonna get down, I'm gonna get down. We gonna get down tonight.
I don't care if you like sipping on a little guava. And I don't care if you like chilling in a sick Impala. See, I don't care if you like dipping in a bit of Prada. I don't gotta do the finada, that's the Kuna Matata.
Yep,
and you should do the same as me. Hop up on your feet, while you're sitting great and patiently. Acting so ecstatic, but you're waiting cause it came to leave. Let me show you what you came to see. Just one good night, we should sight. Make it feel like we lived in that good life. As long as you just wanna have a good time, then we can go all night and it'll be alright. Forget the style of your hairdress, favorite this and that, because honestly I can care less. Not looking for the one that wanna watch, I'm looking for the one to set it off.
Hey baby, what's your name?
That's the last thing that crossed my brain.
Hey lady, what's your love?
That's the last thing that crossed my mind.
So if you feeling all dry, but something don't sound, it's looking around. Gonna get down, I'm gonna get down, we gonna get down tonight. Let's get to wobbling, cause I see your feet waddling, and I see others wandering, pondering with non-stop hollering, and I don't care about your background, but I want you to turn your background and show me what you got. Get ready, we about to set it off. Hey baby, baby, what's your name?
This is K
captured poetry coming out of the greatest city of Phoenix, Arizona. Be sure to request my new hot single, Stained Glass Blue, right here on HipHopNationalRadio.com. For your personal listening pleasure, you can get it at cdbaby.com. Search for Stained Glass Blue, Stephen Henry.
Next on deck is Captain Poetry, Stained Glass Blue.
When I look at you, I look at you through stained glass blue.
Stained glass blue. Stained glass blue. Stained glass blue.
My mind often fades to enchanting memories of you. Walking through the shadows and dim, you're like the sun shining forth from a violent storm. And when I hear the sweet words that you speak, it always keeps my soul at peace. And when I wonder what to do, I look at you through stained glass blue. You're driven into my ever-loving arms, capturing my soul so tender. My passion begins to rise, beckoning a sweet surrender. My love for you is timeless. It's a ever-beating heart and indestructible soul. The many grains of sand could not outnumber such endless love. If our love were cast into the sea to be forgotten, it would somehow submerge. Riding on the wings of a dove, blessed by a soft little kiss, could not dismiss such endless love. When I look at you, I look at you through stained glass blue.
Stained glass blue.
Breaks for you like a continuous flood, forever pumping for my love, the never ceasing, wanting to be with you in the celestial blue, to forever walk in the light of God's never dawning sun, in the river of light we've ever plunged. When I look at you through stained glass blue, blue, blue.
Next on deck is Stitches, Cross the Finish Line.
Take away. listen to that heartbeat. See the finish line is there. All you gotta do is breathe. Consider this your graduation day. Press C. Watch me.
From the bottom we rise.
Next on deck is Animal Flavor. We are human beings.
Come on, come on, come
on. Yeah.
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 Come on, come on.
Yeah.
Yeah. These clouds arouse my desire for life.
Yeah.
I did just add some spice. Taking the storms, what is wrong is right.
Yeah.
Vice versa, we can't bring back the hands of time.
Yeah.
Productivity unlocked daily.
Yeah.
In togetherness, I believe it's the master of plans.
Yeah.
For eternity, say you, yeah. Say me,
yeah.
Fingerprints, a firm grip.
Yeah.
My Lord is a master.
Yeah.
I was born equipped with this arithmetic.
Yeah.
Words of wisdom,
yeah.
Witness to the blind, leading the blind,
yeah.
Behind to bless through stress,
yeah.
With this prophecy,
yeah.
I prophesy,
yeah.
Ignorance is kind,
yeah.
Inviting us with a smile,
yeah.
Is it love or lust? Moving forward,
yeah.
Turn then unwind,
yeah.
Two steps,
yeah.
With each breath I breathe,
yeah.
Together we will achieve.
Yeah.
Feel strong about this belief.
Yeah.
I believe in equality. Yeah.
Yeah.
We all human beings. Yeah.
Yeah.
We all human beings howling.
Yeah.
Like a wolf in the still of the night. A beast.
Yeah.
Playing this out. Matching the pieces. Transforming my reality.
Yeah.
Enabling the growth of the supreme being. 1, 2,
yeah.
10,
yeah.
Make sure the thief of time,
yeah.
Doesn't snatch your mind. Spiraling out of control, your soul,
yeah.
Our Lord shall console,
yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
Straight and narrow, not just the bow. I am the arrow. With
yeah.
these blessings, I do travel,
yeah.
Steady through the universe,
yeah.
Frequently do I converse with the master's degree in infinity,
yeah.
Setting for nothing more or nothing less,
yeah.
Because together we will achieve equality, yes Lord,
yeah.
We are all human beings, yeah.
Yeah.
We are human beings, come on,
yeah.
Because together we will achieve,
yeah.
I stand firm in this belief. Equality, yes Lord, we all,
yeah,
we all human beings,
yeah.
4 and 6 get 10,
yeah.
I check once, then twice, then turn,
yeah.
Our fire, I be pouring out love on each of your foreheads,
yeah.
Blessed to be,
yeah,
yeah. Equality,
yeah,
yes Lord, we all. Human being,
yeah,
yeah, equality,
yeah,
yes, Lord, we are human being.
Next on deck is A.Y. Lee, My Way, a Byron production.
A.Y., what up, baby? You got my back on this?
Yeah.
All right, well, we just go run through this thing. Come on.
I've got that fire, my one. Then others hang on to every word like they the Messiah. There is none higher, but on the contrary, I'm so
worry. So call for a citywide event before I snap and your whole system collapse. Cause in order to rebuild, I must first sit down. And my sound is so profound, I could be world renowned. But I'm being suppressed like a muzzle on a barrel of a robbery and bordeaux. But still I pray, and still I say, I got next while they continue to play. And I continue to return day after day, but the results are still the same. What am I to do? I build my own court, I make my own rules. Put the game how I see fit, I will not lose.
That fire, my one desire.
I've been doing that as my resume has shown. Am I better off alone? Is a solid homegrown influence on me? It's very limited, but for you it's like you, that freshman kid with no ends and no friends, that did whatever it took to try to fit in, but never did. You're losing a long one cause you think it's a sprint, passing by them pennies and forget dollars are made from cents. Your tunnel vision bent, so you can't see. You're about to drive into the abyss of mediocrity. Cause let you fall back, you better smarten up, cause all brown nose and get you two girls in one cup. And that's not what's up. I'm so far ahead that Joneses can't catch up. I'm
what? That fire, my one desire.
Later, same ideas, made a rocket hit. So I've learned it's not who does it first, but who does it bigger. Just like women, it's not who's cuter, but who's got the better figure. Go figure, all the rigmarole and hoof jumping means nothing if these cats keep lunching. So as long as you keep pine hopping, you'll never be chart topping. Tell me why. A few years back, Mad Caps was walking around with an East Coast swag. And now they got a Southern drawl, throwing auto-tune on all their songs. And tell me why. Dudes don't want to pay for the beats that'll change the game and make their style concrete. With current, it's past. Me, I pass. Enhance and advance while you trying to make a new dance.
That fire, my one desire.
Hey guys, you know, this is the part of the show we gotta be going off. Before I go,